Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
I've chatted about a few things that I've been watching recently, and sure enough, you were watching them too, Sharon.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
We drove all the way through Virginia yesterday.
Oh, I missed you.
I know. And I was looking around going, where's Sharon?
I was probably watching Once Upon a Time.
Even though I don't know who you are, I was going, where is she? There's somebody I'm going to talk to tomorrow probably here.
Your sixth sense.
I knew it. My sixth sense, which is totally different. Now, you like watching Once Upon a Time, which is the fairy tale thing I was talking to Stephen about.
I do. I love Once Upon a Time.
Why do you like
it? I don't know. I know you have like daughters, teenage daughters. I have three boys who have no interest in Once Upon a Time whatsoever. So I watch it on my own.
You do?
I don't know. I just think it's the way they, as you said, like to Stephen, it's the whole different take on fairy tales and the fairy tale stories and the fairy tale characters and putting them into like real life. And yeah, I just think the story, I know you're on season two. It gets better and better
Yeah, because I noticed in season two they had to go to a beanstalk last night with Captain Hook, and the effects have, well, sometimes the effects are just rotten. I mean, they really are poor, cheapy. Yeah. And some of the acting can be a little hammy in the first season. But as it's getting moving along, it seems that they're putting a bit more money into it, and clearly they're hiring better actors. Although I thought Robert Carlyle as Rumpelstiltskin is amazing.
He is brilliant in it. Yeah, such a coup to have him even from season one.
Yeah.
It was brilliant.
And they kept him on because he's so frightfully, you know, I wouldn't do that if I were you, dearie. You know, he's got with the fingers and going, I'll give it to you, but at a price, which I love. And you had Jamie Dornan in the first season as well.
Jamie Dornan in the first season,
Pre-Fifty Shades.
Grey,
Yeah, precisely. You wouldn't want to mix those two up. And
you would.
And then, of course, Mulan then in the middle of it arrives in.
Yeah. And then you have Saoirse Ronan then with Mulan as well.
It's not Saoirse Ronan, it's Sarah Bulger.
Oh, Sarah Bulger, that's who I meant.
Which is quite similar, actually, you're right.
They are quite similar.
And the way they mix them up, so out of the blue, suddenly Frankenstein comes into it. The Mad Hatter's all there all of a sudden.
Yeah, and just completely different twists on the characters, on what you expect them to be.
Or that you see them in the modern world, and you're going, which one is that?
Yeah. And later, Victoria Smurfit is in the last season as well.
Somebody just mentioned that earlier. Don't spoil it and tell me.
I won't tell you who she was, but she was brilliant in it.
How did you come across it, by the way?
I'm a big fan of kind of young adult books and TVs and movies and stuff. So I have a Facebook and Twitter like all for that kind of stuff. So I've kind of been following this from the start. And then, of course, when Colin O'Donoghue with the Irish connection there, I really got into it then. And that's really why. I'm just a big fan of all that kind of genre.
So what sort of other things do you promote on your blog?
The likes of Vampire Diaries and all that kind of.
Vampire Diaries, Hunger Games, and
Divergent, and all that stuff. Yeah.
And are you into that yourself, or is it for your?
I am. No, I'm big into that. Yeah.
Okay. Why?
Oh God! I don't know.
I mean, you're sitting in there. You're sitting
unreality.
Unreality is to get away from all those awful boys that you brought into the world.
Exactly, it's escapism.
To get away from them all. And you're sitting in Virginia and Cavan thinking, I need to watch another episode of Vampire Diaries or the next installment of The Hunger Games or The Mockingjay, or going around whistling the boys in for dinner by making that whistle sound that The Mockingjay does with your fingers.
Exactly.
That's what you're doing. Yeah, so, but it's a lovely escape, isn't it?
It is a lovely escape, yeah. I think, I know, it was on RTÉ in the afternoon. I think a little bit later will be better. Saturday afternoon wasn't the best time for Once Upon a Time. I think they'd get more, so it was a little bit later.
Yeah, I had no idea it was on RTÉ. I came across it.
There you go.
We ran out of things to watch, and then just came across this by accident, and just it's a nice little surprise. But I'm glad we are not alone in the planet watching it. You're there, Sharon.
I am.
On your own.
I keep with it. It gets better and better.
Okay, no, I will stick with it because I was wondering.
When are you speaking to Colin O'Donoghue?
When's Colin O'Donoghue on, lads? The 24th, what day? 24th of June. Wednesday week or something. Wednesday week.
Perfect.
So be sure to tune in for that. He's Captain Hook in this, so he's very good in it too. So Sharon, that's us for now.
It is. Thanks a million.
It's been great to see you in Virginia sometime.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.
Bye for now.
Bye.
And all the way to Tipperary now to Steph. Hi, Steph.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
Night at the Museum 3. Hadn't seen it for whatever reason. It passed me by, but did watch it with the littlest one the other night and thoroughly enjoyed.
Yeah, oh, it's brilliant.
But absolutely sad.
Brilliant. Oh, it's very sad. Sad from the very start. It's sad. Yeah.
Why?
Robin Williams. Every time he came on the screen, I cried and nearly had to be sedated at the end when they put up Robin Williams' Magic Never Ends.
Yeah, I know.
It was cruel.
And every time he plays, if you don't know what the Night of the Museum, the exhibits come alive at midnight, and essentially, and Robin Williams plays the part of President Theodore Roosevelt on the horse, and he has all this kind of nice advice for Ben Stiller, who's the night watchman. Isn't that it, essentially?
It is, yeah.
And he's lovely in it, and it's a lovely role, and a really appropriate role, I suppose, for him at the end.
It is. It's lovely. It's really nice.
Do you still miss Robin Williams, Steph?
Wicked. Every time I see him on anything, it's just hard to believe that someone so talented is gone.
Yeah.
You know, before he really, before he should have.
Yeah, he had a lot more to give.
He had.
Yeah,
I think anyway. Yeah.
I mean, Dead Poets Society. You could watch.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
Beautiful film.
Even Mark and Mindy.
Oh yeah. Well, Mark and Mindy was. Quite kind of our childhood, wasn't it, for a lot of people?
Yeah. Oh, it was mine anyway. I grew up with him.
Yeah. And do you know who I love in the Night of the Museum movies? It's Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, I love Dick Van Dyke. Oh my God. Yeah,
I would love to interview Dick Van Dyke. I would really, because he's an old man, I'd love to meet him and interview him.
Oh, so would I. Can I go if you're going?
You can, definitely.
Please.
Because, you know, and I've copied him twice as Bert from Mary Poppins, and as Craticus Potts from Chitty Chitty for the Toy Show. I love him. I mean, I try and channel Dick Van Dyke and Gene Wilder as much as I can when it comes to kids, and he'd be somebody I'd love to meet, and Gene Wilder actually, as it happens. But I don't know. Maybe it's better not to. Just in case, Steph.
Yeah, exactly.
Careful.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke would be the man. Diagnosis murders repeated all the time on television.
Are you a fan of that too?
Anything he's in as well.
Good. Okay, well, it's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you, Ryan.
Look after yourself.
You too.
Bye for now. The Vampire Diaries says Kerry is wonderful. I'm almost 30. And I love it. And Pretty Little Liars is another cracker. Okay, there you go. Ryan, I can't believe you didn't stick with Bloodline. It's brilliant. You need to go back. Quickly, says Alan in Tralee. Maybe I was grumpy watching. Was I? I was watching. Do you know when you're watching something and you can see people acting? And I don't know if that makes sense to you, but you can see them and you're like, I know he's not. I can't suspend my disbelief now that I can see him acting. Whereas if you can't see them acting, you just get so swept up with the whole thing. That's quality. And I felt I could see them acting in Bloodline. That's what I'm talking about there.